the Haines Assembly holds a public hearing on borough-wide litter prohibition. And the first phase of construction on the Haines Small Boat Harbor expansion comes to an end. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more are up next. Two waste-related ordinances are on the Haynesborough Assembly's agenda this week. One deals with revising the process for disposing of abandoned vehicles, the other extending the prohibition on littering borough-wide. Also on the agenda, a resolution endorsing the Chilkat River Access Group's recommendations to the Alaska Department of Transportation. The group formed in April, consisting of stakeholders from throughout the community. Since then, they've met several times and came up with recommendations for maintaining river access for during and after the second phase of construction on the Haines Highway. The Assembly will also consider supporting a grant application for LUTAC dock improvements. The dock is critical to the import of freight and fuel, and it has major structural issues. According to engineers, it's living on borrowed time. Also Tuesday, the introduction of an ordinance that would allow junkyards as a conditional use in the waterfront industrial zone. The Assembly will also review a Memorandum of Understanding on the LUTAC Dock Project, a presentation on solid waste management, and correspondence with the University of Alaska Land Trust. There will also be further discussion on the moratorium the Assembly placed on new commercial tour permits at Chilkoot Lake earlier this year. The meeting is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. You can listen live through a link on our website, khns.org. The first phase of the Haines Small Boat Harbor expansion is wrapping up. The $13 million construction project included deepening the harbor basin, building a steel wave barrier, replacing moorage pilings, and increasing the uplands. KHNS's Henry Leisha spoke with Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan to get an update on how the project is progressing and learn what's in store for the next phases.
Construction on the harbor project began in February of 2017. Pacific Pile and Marine, the company that was contracted to carry out the expansion, had planned to finish Phase 1 by the start of this year. However, the dredging process to deepen the harbor basin was more time-consuming than they had anticipated. Now the company is asking the borough for more than $1 million in compensation for the additional work. Both parties are still working toward a conclusion. In spite of these setbacks, Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says that the project is currently on schedule.
The proposed timeline by Pacific Pile Marine went longer than they had anticipated, but it didn't go beyond what the borough's proposed deadline was. So we had to be done in this month, according to our contract documents.
The harbor project has been a divisive issue for many Haines residents since it was first proposed. Supporters said that it is a necessary investment in the local fishing economy, while critics argued it would disrupt a beautiful waterfront and turn it into an eyesore. Ryan says he has been pleased with the results of Phase 1.
Well, it looks great now. I mean, the harbor seems nice and protected. If you've been inside the wall on windy days, seems pretty smooth in there and good. There was a lot of concern about how the wall was going to look, and a lot of people are somewhat pleased with the look of it, and it's not as big and intrusive as people thought it was going to be.
Although there is no more active construction taking place, the first phase is not officially complete yet. Currently, the borough is waiting for a response from the Army Corps of Engineers. Ryan says the Corps is reviewing some changes made to the breakwater.
They had to take the end of the breakwater off and put larger rocks on because of the reflection of the waves from the new steel breakwater. And with that rubble breakwater is actually owned by the Corps of Engineers, and so they have to sign off on the construction of that. And so they came down and visited earlier this month and did an inspection, and we're waiting on their official response.
The next phase of the project includes construction of a sport fishing ramp and a parking lot upgrade.
We anticipate seeing 65% completion of the design in August, and we'd move forward from there. And so, you know, ideally we'd be in construction next summer, if it could be, or maybe even sooner.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is willing to fund the sport ramp and parking lot upgrades, but the borough has yet to secure funding for the next phases of the project. Those improvements would add floats for moorage and a drive-down ramp for commercial fishermen to load and unload gear.
We would have to either go out and secure more funding through grants or whatever other means we can, or the harbor as an enterprise fund, and eventually maybe it could start to put in some small parts of that facility. But right now we just want to get through the sport ramp.
The sport fishing ramp will be paid for with federal money funneled through ADF&G. Preliminary cost estimates for phase two are between $3 and $5 million. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Sea Alaska shareholders elected independent candidate Nicole Hallingstad to the Native Corporation's board of directors. Election results were announced at the Alaska Native Corporation's annual meeting Saturday in Wrangell. Hallingstad previously ran for the board in 2016 and 2017. She lives in Arlington, Virginia, and is the director of operations for the National Congress of American Indians.
This election has proven that an independent candidate can be elected. It is hard work. The incumbents certainly have an advantage. But when you vote for a candidate that you believe in, you can actually see that result in just a few weeks.
She said her priorities during her three-year term include working to ensure the corporation's continued profitability and modernizing Sea Alaska's elections. She would also like to see the board adopt term limits in order to give more shareholders the opportunity to serve.
When we say to our young people, get your education, gain your experience in the world, but come back and work for your people, there will be a place at this table for you. And they see people who have maybe been in the same seat of power for 20, 30, 40 years. What message does that send to our youth?
Sea Alaska has more than 22,000 shareholders in and outside of Alaska. This year, the corporation announced it tripled its earnings from 2016 to 2017. At the meeting, directors approved a contract to deed Sea Alaska land in Wrangell to the Wrangell Cooperative Association, a federally recognized tribe. Incumbent board members Joe Nelson, Albert Kukesh, Barbara Cadiente Nelson, and Tate London won re-election. Incumbent Bill Thomas came in 8,000 votes shy of maintaining his seat. Independent candidates Karen Togg and Edwell John Jr. also came up short. The board also introduced Aiden Helen as its new board youth advisor. Helen replaces outgoing youth advisor Nicole George for a one-year term. For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.